Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hi, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. Hey, we're going to talk about names today. We'll talk about that.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
After this. All right. Cruising around the internet, as I do, on YouTube and such, I came up with an idea about names. Let's talk about naming conventions first. Now, there are some people who, I don't know, they just want to make the most difficult name possible and say, well, that's what it is like in the world. Could be. I myself like to come up with names that are evocative but simple. I mean, I'm not saying you should name them Bob or Jane, but at the same time, why go to all that work? I mean, just look at the naming conventions of the few NPCs that are in the world there that the GM has showed you. And you can get an idea of what they're like. Also, there are name books out there. You know, it used to be really great? Baby names. Book of baby names. You'll always get a name out of that. You will. Find a book of baby names and get it. There are specific role-playing books. There's a great book by Judges Guild. I can't remember what it is, but I've seen other naming books. And they sort of break it down. And they'll break it down in real world stuff like, you know, Italian names, English names, Indian names, something like that. And those are handy. But looking at a module where the campaign is set or get some information from your GM on some of the NPCs in his world, you'll get an idea of what you should use for a name. You can probably pick one out. I play Hyperborea, so I've got all these Hyperborean named lists from the different types of races of men that are in there. So that's a good thing. So I have no shortage of names. In fact, our current Hyperborea campaign, I named my character, who is a Celtic Ranger. Now, to me, I read it in Hyperborea that where the Celts came from in our world, and I'm just convinced they're Scottish or Irish. Probably a mix of both. Probably got an area for both of them or whatever. But so I made an Irishman. And I looked at the names, and oh my gosh, they're all, it's so Gaelic, it hurts. And I picked, you pick a name and then you pick a surname. So I picked, and also it gives you like name conventions, like in the Celtic world, Mac, M-A-C-C, is a common middle type name, because it means son of. So I named my character Finian MacFlan, son of Flan. And to me, that really fits great. You know, I love when names fit. I love unusual names, okay? Unusual pronounceable names, I should say. So you should really think about that, and there's no reason to name a guy Bob, unless you want, listen, I'm a minor NPC or something like that, your GM. So there's no reason for that. So those are the things you got to think of. Now let's talk about another type of name. True names. How about that? I haven't read up much on this, but apparently in certain cultures, If somebody knows your true name, you're screwed. They have power over you. They say they don't. It's one of those things where they don't give you specifics, but that's what the good GM is for. I mean, that's like, yeah. But you know, a monster, even monsters, true names, things like that. And they, how shall I say it? It gives you a power over them. I don't know how, but you can extrapolate from that real easy. You can do stuff like, well, you will do anything they request of you. If they ask a favor, you will do it. Or if they are in need, you will go to them, or something like that. And it'd be funny if you had like true names of monsters like dragon. If you know the true name of a dragon, you're home free. You pretty much got him by the, you know, short and curlies. And also think about it. The fairy tale Rumpelstiltskin is all about finding out his name. And she doesn't find out his name until she, either somebody, I don't know, they got somebody in the forest who told her, or she went through the forest and he was there and she didn't know she was there. He's singing a song about his name, Rumpelstiltskin. And that is his true name. You never find out what his, you know, regular everyday name is. But she says Rumpelstiltskin to him and he gets so mad he leaves. He just poof, leaves. Or something like that. Now you can extrapolate anything you want from that. So true names are popular. I would encourage my players to come up with true, quote unquote, true names. And they don't have to make sense either. My true name is Blamange. Why? I don't know. It just is. You know, ancestors can give people true names. Gods can give people true names, you know, that kind of thing. And yeah, that's fodder for the GM if they have a true name. That's really is. That really, I don't know if I'd have to trust the GM a lot with that. But my group, no problem. My Monday group, no problem. So true names are a good thing. That's just another, to me, it's just another plot hook. You know, it's just a reason to go out adventuring. Yep. All right, I'm going to wrap it up early and go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognar@gmail.com or drop me a voicemail on Anchor. We are monetized, so as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program, and I would thank you. For single donations, my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognar, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognar. Let me thank these people who do give to me monthly. Juan Carlos Llewellyn, Gilbert Soares, and Benjamin Brodell, thank you very much for that, fellers. For other good podcasts, Dan Griggs, the Young Y-U-N-G, Young Grognard podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Kinkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.